Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As you've heard, May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. And while the month is a great opportunity to showcase festive fare like food and fashion, topics like mental health and social justice are also crucial to the discussion. The annual Social Tracking of Asian Americans in the U.S., it's otherwise known as Status Index, is the leading study on perceptions and attitudes towards the Asian community. To talk about the study and its findings, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Russell Jung, Professor of Asian American Studies at San Francisco State University and co-founder of Stop AAPI Hate. Doctor, thank you so much for your time.
Glad to be here.
This is the fourth year the report has been published. How has your research evolved since first publishing the study back in 2021?
Well, actually, what we've been finding is that the ignorance about Asian American persists. One of the key points we found was that, although we're sort of different in the Bay Area, Americans really don't know who Asian Americans are and our history or our stories. Over half, when asked, name a famous Asian American, couldn't name a famous Asian American, even though our vice president is Asian American. So that ignorance really leads to a lot of fear about our community, as people name China as one of America's greatest threats. And that fear then leads to persistent racism we found against Asian Americans.
Did you find the situation getting better or worse over the study period?
Well, surprisingly, it's getting worse post-pandemic. You know, during the pandemic, we saw a surge in racism, but last year, we found that one out of three Asian Americans experienced a slur. That's 8 million cases of hate. So it seems like the racism against Asians has been normalized. It's persistent and really broad-based.
What is it about the pandemic, in your mind, that led to an increase?
Well, I think the pandemic and then this threat of China being America's greatest enemy harkens to what we call the yellow peril. The fear of Asians coming and invading, Asians being disease-carrying outsiders. And so since we're seen as outsiders, people treat us as such and, you know, threaten us, attack us, spit on us. Actually, because of this treatment, Asians are the racial group with the least sense of belonging in the U.S. compared to Blacks, compared to Latinos. We have the least sense of belonging and the least sense of feeling accepted by others.
Did you find any correlation or relationship between U.S. foreign policy and the results of your survey? I mean, you can certainly make the case that the relationship between the U.S. and China is strained. Is that having a trickle-down effect, do you think?
Yeah, it has a clear impact. So 40% of the people, and almost half actually, believe that states should pass alien land laws forbidding non-citizens from buying land. This type of law isn't really effective. It's simply symbolic. But these policies that discriminate against Asians who are non-American really then signal to the rest of America that Asians don't belong and therefore can, you know, receive lesser treatment and be excluded.
I'd love to end this on a positive note, because this is really unfortunate, what's happened over the past few years. What is your hope for the future, especially given this very important document known as the Status Index?
Well, what's hopeful is that Americans do want to see greater interactions with Asian Americans. They wanted to learn about our history, so they believe that more social interaction, more opportunities to learn about our communities would really help. And so we're really encouraging Asian American studies in our schools. A lot of Americans want more representation of Asians in government and in Hollywood. So I think for Asian Heritage Month, it's really necessary for our broader communities to learn about us and to learn to accept us for the contributions we can make.
Well, thank you for talking to us. Dr. Russell Jung is professor of Asian American Studies at San Francisco State University.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.